We have here a typical Markan literary device. Our Lord predicts his passion, and they don't get it. And then, right after that, there's some indication of why they don't get it. And this one, they're arguing about who's the greatest. Well, if you're going to argue about who's the greatest, you're not going to understand the passion. And if, even if you're going to argue in your head, you know, it's a, now that rhythm you'll find throughout the Mark, the three passion predictions. Remember the first one? And Peter said, far be it from you, Lord, right? He didn't get it. And then we have this one here, and then we'll have one more. And again, they don't get it. And the reason why is they don't want to be little shots. They want to be big shots. And also, they don't want to suffer. And James, I mean, Mark, my eye fell on James, has this beautiful way of portraying that for us. You want to understand the passion? Imitate Jesus. And remember, tomorrow starts Lent. Lent is the time of year when we try to live an ordinary Christian life. See if we can't get it straight for 40 days anyway, you know. We think of these great, enormous penances like giving up chocolate. The whole idea is just to start living a real Christian life. The rule of St. Benedict even says, though the whole of the Christian life should be like Lent, very few are able to be persuaded for this. So at least during Lent, let us do something, okay? That's the way he had his chapter on Lent. Another thing he says is, let the abbot give to everybody a book and let him read that book every day during Lent. There's a time, monastic life, special time set aside to do the Lectio Divina for Lent. Whatever the abbot gave you for a book, you read that. It could be a book of the Bible, or it could be a book. You might want to try that. Huh. I was going to mention, I don't know if I have anymore, but I have a book, you know, a commentary on all the readings of Lent. And if we have that, I'll try to get some. The Psalm. We only have a few minutes for it, but this is a psalm of somebody in a lot of trouble. And it's a psalm, you see. Cast your cares upon the Lord would be better than throw your cares upon the Lord. I don't know why they do things like that. Oh God, listen to my prayer. Do not hide from my pleading. Attend to me and reply. With my cares, I cannot rest. Here's somebody suffering. You see. I tremble at the shouts of the foe, at the cries of the wicked, for they bring down evil upon me. They assail me with fury. Now that's his own personal. Then the psalm goes on, see. My heart is stricken within me. Death's terror is on me. Trembling and fear fall upon me. And horror overwhelms me. And then this, the lines we have in the reading today. Oh, that I had wings like a dove to fly away and be at rest. So I would escape far away and take refuge in the desert. Now he starts to talk about the what's happened. Everybody is a crook. You know? Everybody. And you, Our Lady says in these locutions I've been reading, the whole world started going downhill after the atom bomb. That was just beyond, you know? And since then, everybody's been trying to get an atom bomb and be ready to blow up somebody else. And that has ushered in all the other things, mostly through sexual immorality. But so you just don't... You can feel it, can't you? That the human race is letting itself get degenerate. Those of us who've been around a while, I mean, I can remember. And that's what this man is saying. You see, I just want to get away. I can see nothing but violence and strife in the city. Night and day they patrol high on the city walls. It is full of wickedness and evil. It is full of sin. His streets are never free from tyranny and deceit. And it's weighing on him. You see? The last line of the psalm is, "Oh my Lord, I trust in you." But you see, one of the reasons for being sad is you just can't trust anything. How did we get like this? You know, there's the whole sexual revolution. And then, you know, the Europeans used to kind of laugh a bit at the American business because it was so squeaky clean, honest compared to them. And they used to think that was kind of funny, you know, naive Americans. Then we had Enron. And okay, now we see. You're as bad as the rest of us. And now we have people with billion-dollar fortunes. Billion-dollar fortunes. And people on the streets, not enough to eat. See, that's what he's saying. This weighs on me. I can't take it. What happened to us? We're God's people. We're bound to him by covenant. And we are bound to him by his body and blood. And we're all crooks. And we don't rely on... There's always some outstanding people, you know. Usually, oh, maybe a mechanic who always does righteous things and doesn't chip anybody. And he's like a lily among thorns. Everybody goes to him, right? Somebody was telling me about that. It was a woman. She said, "I bring my car there," and he says to me, "Well, how long do you want to drive this car? Because I can put in something, you know, very good if you're going to drive it for a long time. But if you're not, I don't have to put in anything that expensive." Now, and you find somebody like that, you see, and it's like... That's what this psalm is all about. Everybody's a crook, including me. What are we going to do? Lord, have mercy on us, you see. And that's because of the reading. It's all about, well, you ask and ask and ask, well, how come you don't get it? Well, you're asking so that you can have more occasion to sin. So God's not going to help you with that. And there are people who, I guess, do that. Anyway, aren't the Psalms beautiful? Don't they make us stop and teach us how to pray, how to praise? Now, I think we're just going to go back because tomorrow starts Lent, and the church has this whole course in Lent. I'll try to get those books today if I can, if we got any. Every day, there are readings that are meant to bring us into a deeper awareness of the Lord, love for him, turning from sin, so that when we come Easter, it's not just new clothes and lamb. You know, it's Jesus risen from the dead, sharing his new life with us in a new way. That's what it's all about.